All right, once again, getting a chance to talk to Sergey Bobrovsky. Thanks so much for the time again doing this, man. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for grabbing me.
So I had a fan send this to me. I got a fan in Ohio. He sent this to me. He says, ask Bob, because he knows I'm big into fights. You into fighting? You into UFC, boxing? Is that a thing that you enjoy?
I mean, I like to watch. I like to follow, but I'm not involved in that.
No expert.
No expert, yeah.
But do you have one that you like watching more? Is there one where you prefer or a favorite fighter?
I mean, there is no favorite. I would say I like the culture of the fighting. You know, I like the fighters, how they take care about their body, how they prepare mentally and physically. You know, I like that sport, and I like how tough those guys are and that stuff. So I like to follow them and like to, you know, maybe to take some exercises or some things like mental strength from them.
Have you ever done any fighting training?
I did some boxing a couple of years ago, so I think I'm gonna do it again in the summer. It's
really?
Obviously in the season it's not much time
to do that. You can't be getting punched in the face. We can't have that. That's not important.
I mean, I'm not gonna do like the fighting with somebody. So
no,
but just the preparation,
like
just maybe
like
that's kind of stuff. It's interesting.
Is because it's in Russia, it's a huge and part of the culture. Is it something you grew up watching, or is it something that
I would say I pick it up as I get older. So that's when I was a kid. Yeah, obviously you was in the street and there was like some fights, but I never took that. So never took that as a professional level or like to get it at a serious level. So there was some fights when I was a kid. That was all the time on the street. You know, that's and I was one of those kids. But to take that to like. To go deeper in that, I choose the hockey.
Well, hockey's got fighting too, but like, so when you're sitting back because you're watching these fights go down, what goes through your mind? Because these things are like, sometimes they get rough, man. Like they're going after
each
other.
You mean in the hockey?
Yeah.
No, I think when I'm in a hockey game, I focus on my thing to stop the puck. You know, my job is to stop the puck and to win the games. You know, I'm not in a fighting sport. I'm not in like. My job is not to fight other guys.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
There is if there is somebody gonna come to me, then of course I'm not gonna get away from that. But to initiate the fight, I don't see that. You
Has
know, or try you? To. No, I. It, we had.
Because fighting a goalie seems like.
Yeah,
like,
it's.
But has there ever been a situation where there's been like a whole brouhaha between team and goalie's got to go? Like, has that ever occurred?
No, it's never with me.
Good.
So, but. Yeah, I don't want to go like to shift my focus to the fighting. My focus is to execute my system and try to win the hockey game and get 2 points and move on, you know.
You gave a shout out on Instagram.
It was Anton Stroman.
You said that he saved your ass last game. Why the shout out to him? I mean, you guys had an amazing comeback. It was incredible.
Yeah,
and really saved the road trip.
Yeah, there was a couple times that they made a good play in the back door and there was the empty net and he was there and they helped me with the stick, you know. There was one moment that there was like whole net was empty and he stepped up and saved the goal. So that goal might be, I got, who knows, I might get pulled after that goal or whatever, you know. And then there was one moment in the third too, so from back door, he made a good read and he saved the play.
You talked a little bit after the last game about trust and that, again, a win like that really helps with trust because you're new down here and you're getting to learn everybody. Can you kind of take us into the chemistry aspect of how things work when knowing your guys on defense and all that kind of stuff? Like, do you learn guys' tendencies, they're learning your tendencies, and where do you think that's at right now?
I would say it's not about just me because I'm new, you know. It's just the mental, it's the human nature, you know. When you go through the challenges, through adversity, through tough time together with the guys, you know, that kind of time makes you bring together with everybody, you know. It doesn't matter if I've been here for 5 years. Every season is a new season and you don't know what's gonna happen. You know, there is a challenge, there will be NHL, it's a tough league, you know. It's hard to win here, and especially make like the comebacks or that, those kind of games. They are so like emotional. They bring so much energy and so much trust to each other. You know, it's you feel like after those games, it doesn't matter how tough it is, you know that you have the capability to come back and to overcome any hurdles that arise.
Can you take me into the overtime when you're with no stick? Because this was this was one of the craziest things I was seeing on the ice, because I saw you were fired up. You were like punching the mitts together, super intense. You lose the damn stick, and guys, they're in your zone for a long-ass time. You guys are dog-tired as it's going down, and overtime's winding down. What's going through your mind in that whole thing? Because that was bananas seeing you go through that.
Yeah, that's those kind of moments, you know, in the game, there is, I would say, as more you win the individual battles, you know, the more have the better chance you have to win the game. You know, those kind of moments when you feel that it's your time to step up, mm-hmm. and you want to do like whatever it takes to give the guys the chance to win. You know, to save the game, to keep the game tight at that time. You know, and to compete and battle, and then let them to step up. You know, I think that's how you build the chemistry in a team too. In all those small moments when there is a time, you have to be able to go, I would say, over your go out of your comfortable zone and do something else. You know, something extra for the guys.
Do you hate shootouts? Because I think they're garbage. Like, it's like you guys, you fight tooth and nail. It's in the scrap of a game, and then it feels like this kind of gimmicky thing that it goes to result. I know, like, it's the NHL. They got to figure a way to have results because they hated ties back in the day. But how is that on you?
I think I like shootouts. I got nothing bad with the shootouts. You know, it's just one of those things when you have to get that extra inch to get the extra point. You know, I think it's fun to watch for the fans. It's part of the game, and it's one of those things when you have to be better, and that's it.
Yeah, it's sometimes it's fun, but sometimes it's like, oh, like you, because I'm just telling you, watching as a fan, I'm like, this is so intense. You guys are like. They're like wasps swarming around you, and then it's like, all right, now you're in this isolated situation one-on-one. It just seems like it's got to be crazy mentally for you to go from all this team swarming around to you one-on-one with a shooter.
Yeah, but you are the fan of the Florida, right? For Buffalo fans, they were happy with that situation.
That's fair.
So that's kind of, you don't know what's going to happen. There is like, again, you got this is the part of the game, and you have to figure out to get the points and move in the playoffs and get the cup. You know, that's kind of it's I know it's a long road, it's mm-hmm. the marathon, but it's breakdowns to all those small pieces, all those small mini games, you know, mini plays where little things make in the end of the season huge amount.
What did you do with your day off this week? You got a chance to have off. Did you enjoy South Florida? Did you are you getting a chance to enjoy the community at all?
Yeah, I got the second day off. So we are at the beach at the one of the resorts.
Yeah.
So we moved there. We had
beach guy. You go in the ocean.
Yeah, I love those kind of rest. It's, you know, it feels like you go for one day. You go for vacation somewhere. You know, it's so good for the mind. That's the most important for the mind, you know. You go away from the hockey, you able to just relax, you know, reset, refocus, and you come back to the ring, to the practice, full of energy, full of emotions, and ready to work again.
Mackenzie Weegar said after you guys win, he said that there's no goaltender that prepares like you. He's blown away by you as far as your preparation is concerned. And I know, you know, being at the practice facility, you have not only your practice that you do, but your post workout. How important is that routine to you for your success?
Yeah, it's so important. It's just, you know, it's just me, you know. It's not like, not that I kind of deforce the things, or it's, you develop that those little things over the whole career, you know. And that the off ice is so important for me, same as on ice. The preparation, how I have to take care about my body. There is so many things, so many little things that I have to manage, and I have a good feeling with my body too. You know, I got after the you play the game, you feel what you need to lift it up, whether you need to be like better at the on ice, or you need to lift it up some cardio minutes or some physical aspects. So it's a process. You can say that so I do like every day 30 minutes bike stretching and then practice, and that's why I'm good. It's always the change. You shift the focus a little bit here and there,
right.
It's you just have to be alert, and you have to feel yourself in the every day, you know, it's this, it's the one day at a time, and you it's a process. You build the best version of yourself every day.
What was this thing you were doing over the summer with like the trampolines and all that jumping? That looked like bananas watching that on social media. What the hell is that?
That's for the brain, for the coordination. So you feel the you feel your body in different kind of, you know, it's on a trampoline. If you make the 1 inch left or 1 inch right, you lose the whole motion, you know.
Gotcha.
So that's kind of the things. It's the little things when you feel that you can have an advantage. And
how'd you find that? Like what makes you come to jumping on trampolines?
I did some gymnastics also a couple years ago. So I like to play with different kind of sports on the summer. You know, when you have lots of time, and it's a part of your preparation. Like even the trampoline, it's a really good workout, and it's so fun. When you stop, when you step on it,
you do the flips.
I do the flips, and as soon as you step on a trampoline, the smiles comes up on your face right away. So it doesn't matter how tired or how bad was the day, or it doesn't matter what happened. As soon as you step there, it's so much fun. It's so much, I don't know, energetic, and it's also the same time. It's a really good work.
Well, it's been fun watching you so far this year, man. Great road trip. Looking forward to the rest of the season. And thanks for spending some more time with us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Thank you.